Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's give you some of the updates of what happened with the horrific shooting, mass shooting, that occurred yesterday in Maine. 18 people have been confirmed dead, 13 injured, and we believe the numbers are going to change. We'll tell you what some of the status is of the victims. The attacks apparently happened in multiple places, starting last night at about 7 p.m. It was at a bar and a bowling alley. The shooter is still at large. Police are searching for Robert Card, who is identified as a person of interest, the suspect. And we are getting reports that he was suffering from mental health illness and, I believe, had been recently committed to a mental health facility. We are also getting reports that not only is he at large, but he might have gone to Massachusetts. People are, some reports are saying he fled on a jet ski. And so right now, local residents are being told to stay in their homes, doors locked. A vehicle of interest was found 8 miles away in the town of Lisbon. But from what I understand, they have not found him yet, and currently he is at large. CNN is reporting that of the victims that have been hospitalized, Central Maine Healthcare Center received the first patient after Wednesday shooting at about 7:24 p.m. Eastern Time. Over the next 45 minutes, they got another 14 patients. 8 had been admitted to the hospital. Of the 8 admitted, 5 are in stable condition, 3 in critical condition. 3 patients brought to them had died. 2 were able to be discharged and sent home. 1 needed to be transferred to Maine Medical Center and 1 taken to St. Mary's Hospital. So Governor Janet Mills had given us a report. You could see how just devastated. I mean, this is Maine, Lewiston, Maine. You know, small town, community, I think it was league night at the bowling alley. And you know, when you see something like this happen in small town USA, or any town, it's mind-boggling. You wonder what hatred, what could have been going through that person's mind. And we've seen, you know, as a physician, I see mental illness all the time. And not among my colleagues, but among patients. And it's shocking at first. You know, when I first saw mental illness, you know, I was like, I almost didn't believe it. I'm like, I'm reading this wrong. Because you think in your mind, all humans are supposed to be acting the same way. But look at what happened with that Horizon Air Alaskan Airlines flight. A pilot in a jump seat, an off-duty pilot, decides to try to take down a plane of 83 souls. Thank God these other pilots were able to stop him. And they say what happened is he had magic mushrooms a couple days before, didn't sleep for 40 hours. But, I'm under the assumption that anybody has it in them to just lose it. And sadly, we have veterans and people who have left our military, who have sacrificed and put their lives on the line. Many of them do not have the mental health help that they need. And so when you hear that somebody who was in our military, I think he was a first class sergeant. I don't have his ranking as of yet. He's the suspect right now. All you could ask is why did this happen? So just a quick timeline. Apparently at about 7 p.m., maybe 6:56 p.m. yesterday, Auburn's Communications Center received a 911 call that there was a male shooting in the Justin Time and Spare Time Recreation Center. Then multiple 911 calls came in regarding an active shooter. Photos of this person were released like within an hour, and some people recognized him. And there were now 2 active shooter incidents that was being investigated, so it wasn't just one place. You could see pictures of him walking into a bowling alley where kids are. It blows your mind. Then we've been told as of today, shelter-in-place advisory had expanded throughout the night past Lewiston, about 15 miles southeast, 9 miles east of Lisbon. And Governor Janet Mills gave a press report today discussing the mass shootings, and that left at least 18 people dead. So right now, authorities are searching for a person of interest. Please look at the pictures, and if you see anything, contact 911. You know, it is it's frightening that here we are in this day and age, in 2023, not being able to prevent the next mass shooting. And I think he used an AR-15 style weapon. You're going to see a lot of debate on gun laws and gun weapons. From what I understand, the gun laws are a little bit more lax in that particular county. But unfortunately, as we've seen, you know, anybody who wants to kill will use any weapon of choice. And we will learn more about how much he was planning and what he wanted to do, how he got a gun, having mental health illness, and what steps we could take in the future to prevent something like this. But the world, as I see it, is going crazy. I'm not very optimistic about where people are going. And I just want to know that I could protect myself, my family. We don't have a lot of details as to if anybody who was concealed carry was able to try to stop him, if you know, what happened with security. But we do know that he fled and he is at large. I am assuming they're going to get him, and then we'll find out more. But right now, we'll keep you posted. Prayers to the victims, prayers to the family, and I hope this sort of mass murderous passion that people have, that is very pervasive among many of individuals that are on our soil, can be stopped and rectified. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. L.L. Bean has shut their headquarters, stores, and factories right now in Maine. They've closed their flagship store as they are, as Maine authorities are conducting manhunts. So you'll see a city on lockdown currently as a result of this. And right now, residents are on lockdown. We'll keep you guys posted as we get any breaking news. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, X, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so guys, we need to update you on something, and I know it sounds a little scary, but we have now for about 2.5 years... said, maybe 2 years, that you could take your COVID and flu vaccine concurrently without a problem. And many of us have. I did last year. However, there has been a signal, a safety signal, that has alerted the FDA and CDC to look into that a little more. And we have some new data saying older individuals, especially those over 85, may be at higher risk for stroke if they get their COVID and flu vaccine at the same time. So Right now, it's not saying it definitely happens. It's not saying it's everybody. But you might want to talk to your medical provider before you get both shots at the same time. We also have information on pediatric children COVID vaccinations and a very small potential for seizures. So I'm going to talk to you guys about that, all right? I don't want everybody freaking out, but this is the latest. So let's start with the stroke issue. So back in January, the FDA and the CDC picked up a signal. And these signals are basically an alert that there might be a side effect or there might be an association. And I know some of you are saying, okay, we've been talking about this for years, and I know, but it has to be, it can't be all anecdotal. All right? So what they need to do, they can't just listen to some of us saying, look, I had a friend who had this, I had a friend who had this. They should take all claims seriously. That's why we have the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. But what they did is they looked at records, Medicare claims. And they had, back in January, detected a signal that there might be an elevated risk of stroke with the Pfizer vaccine, not particularly the Moderna, but the Pfizer. So they wrote, quote, at the time in January, rapid response investigation of the signal in the VSD, which is the database for vaccine effects, raised a question of whether people 65 and older who received the Pfizer vaccine bivalent, were more likely to have an ischemic stroke in the 21 days following vaccination compared with days 22 to 42 following vaccination. Now, a follow-up study published in MedRx IV, which is still not peer-reviewed, but it's preliminary, found that the risk was more associated with those over 85. So what they said is the primary analysis did not find elevated stroke risk following COVID-19 bivalent vaccines, which is the newer vaccine that handles the, it's the newer booster that handles both the Omicron as well as the wild type. They said in the age subgroup analysis, only the above 85-year-old age group had a risk of NHS. NHS is non-hemorrhagic stroke or ischemic stroke. They also found TIA, transient ischemic attack, which is a mini stroke. They also found that among the BNT162B2 bivalent shot, which is the Pfizer. Among beneficiaries receiving a concomitant COVID-19 bivalent vaccine and a high-dose adjuvanted influenza vaccine, an increased risk was observed for the ischemic stroke. So here's the thing with this, all right? And also TIA with the Moderna vaccine. TIA is a transient ischemic attack. So what I want everybody to do with this is to not panic, but to understand that these vaccines may have risks associated with them. And so they have concluded that there is a small risk of stroke following a high-dose flu shot as well as the COVID vaccine. Now, a stroke is basically where a part of the brain does not get oxygen. So that could happen because of a clot, ischemic stroke, where there's lack of blood flow, or it could happen in stroke world where you could have a bleed. And so if you're bleeding around the brain, you're not getting blood and oxygen to the brain. Hemorrhagic strokes are less common than ischemic strokes. And we've spoken about the symptoms of stroke and what you need to look for. 80% of strokes are in the ischemic kind, but any stroke could cause weakness on one side of the body, facial droop, slurred speech, issues with your vision, headache, numbness, weakness, loss of balance. And that's why we have BFAST for you to look at, for you to recognize all the balance, eye changes, face drooping, arm stability, talking, eyes. Well, faster, it's interesting. BFAST is for balance, eye changes, facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and T for time to call 911. FASTER is another acronym for face issues, arm issues, stability issues, talking issues, eyes issues, and then R for react. Call 911. Just, if you think you're having a stroke, call 911. I love the be fast, the faster, the fast signs. I think that's all great, but I don't want people spending too much time trying to figure out what their, you know, what the acronym is. Many of us are at higher risk for stroke being older. When you are older, you know, if you're, if you have high blood pressure, if you have had a history of smoking, if you have cardiovascular disease, history of obesity, sleep apnea, men affected more than women, but women can have a stroke. African Americans appear to be more at risk than Caucasians, Hispanics having abnormal heart rhythms. So if you have risk factors for stroke and you want to get your COVID vaccine and your flu vaccine, which are still recommended because you're at higher risk for COVID illness and flu illness, you might want to check in with your medical provider on what's the best way to time it. We originally said to separate them. Then the CDC said early on, no, get them both at the same time. So we have been having people get them both at the same time. If there is a higher risk of stroke, that needs to be changed. Now, in the pediatric world, I know this is worrying a lot of parents. The FDA is investigating a small seizure risk in young children. What they have done is they have received a safety signal after looking at 4.1 million pediatric patients' records from commercial insurance databases. They have found a higher risk of seizures in kids vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. But this is interesting. They found a higher risk of seizures in kids vaccinated when they compared to the background seizure rates of the general population in 2020. This signal went away when they compared it to seizure rates in 2022. Now, some people will say, oh, okay, well, then it doesn't mean anything because the signal disappeared. No. We still have to take this extremely seriously, and I'll tell you why. Let me read what they wrote. In MedRxRV, which is, again, not peer-reviewed and but preliminary published, they said the study included 4.1 million enrollees aged 6 months to 17 years. They looked at the Pfizer vaccine in children aged 12 to 17, and they said seizures and convulsion signals were detected following vaccination with both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines in children aged 2 to 4 to 5 years old. However, they said that the signal was not observed when they compared this to 2022 background rates. They still saw the myocarditis and pericarditis signals consistent with previously published reports. So, yes, myocarditis risk, pericarditis risk still stands, albeit low. And then the new signal detected for seizures and convulsions among younger children needs to be further investigated in a robust epidemiological study with better confounding adjustment. Now, a seizure is where you have abnormal electrical activity in the brain. If the electrical signals don't conduct properly, the brain can't function. You could get abnormal movements or no movements, loss of muscle tone. You could pass out. You could have vision, hearing changes, loss of bladder control. You could actually get strokes from seizures, have brain damage, death. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder where somebody has continued unprovoked seizures. But seizures could be provoked by a lot of things. It could be provoked by trauma. It could be provoked by alcohol withdrawal. It could be provoked by benzodiazepine withdrawal. So seizures scare parents. And so what could be going on? Well, some kids will get a fever after vaccinations. And when a fever rises pretty quickly, you can get something called a febrile seizure. Now, I don't think we have a lot of data as to what type of seizures these were, but it wouldn't surprise me that there could be a higher risk of a febrile seizure because after vaccines, some kids get fevers. They shouldn't be getting high fevers, but they might react to it. Another thing that could also be going on is as more people got sick in 2022, we might have seen more febrile seizures or other seizures. So they really need to do a better study and do better benchmarks and figure out what the risk is. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Maine Governor Janet Trafton Mills giving an update on the mass shooting that happened in Lewiston last night.
18 people lost their lives and 13 people injured in last night's attacks.
Police are still looking for who they are calling a person of interest, firearms expert Robert Card. Speaking from the White House yesterday, President Biden issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11 to go after ISIS and prevent this reemergence in the region.
Being accused of swindling billions of dollars from customers, Sam Bankman-Fried is set to take the stand in his case today. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Julianne wants me to address why is there such a high percentage of mental illness in veterans? And we have to be really, really careful with our definition of mental illness, right? Because we use these statistics differently depending on what the headline is. So we're being told that 1 in 4 veterans struggle with, quote, mental illness, as opposed to the national average, 1 in 5. I was taught medical school, it's actually 1 in 3 individuals have some form of mental illness. But it depends on the definition. If you suffer from anxiety, if you suffer from depression, if you suffer from an eating disorder, if you suffer from an addiction to tobacco, to vaping, to alcohol, it could all be lumped in. Attention deficit, body dysmorphic disorder. So we have to redefine what we're going to say mental health disorder is. And this is going to be very, very important in the coming weeks, months, years, because there's a big push to have individuals that have mental illness to not be able to have a gun. People are wondering how the suspect in the main shooting was able to get a hold of a weapon when he was committed to a mental health facility. Well, if the mental health illness diagnosis is very laid out, delineated, and it shows severity, then that's one thing. But if somebody is going to say insomnia is a mental health illness, then everybody who's been asking for, you know, some melatonin or Ambien or Tylenol PM or a Xanax to sleep could possibly not be able to benefit from the Second Amendment and protect their family and have a weapon to protect themselves. So we need to be extremely, extremely careful when we use the terms mental health illness or mental illness. We also don't want people, which has already started happening. I think it happened after the Obama election, and they were talking a lot about gun control and mental health illness and some of the shootings that had happened in the late O's and early teens in 2000, where people would come in and ask for something but say, don't put the diagnosis down. Now, we can't do that as doctors. We could lose our licenses. If somebody has depression, we have to say they have depression. If somebody has anxiety, they say they have anxiety. Well, if individuals are thinking that they're not going to be able to get a gun and be able to protect themselves, you think they're going to let something like that be put on the record? And we used to have paper charts. Now that everything's electronic, the average person thinks that at any time it could get hacked and it could be viewed by, and then they could lose some of their rights. So many veterans who do suffer mental health challenges suffer from depression, anxiety, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, inability to get a job, feeling isolated, lonely, not having stable employment can affect, obviously, their mood, their nutrition. If they've been injured, losing their best buddy, seeing what people are about. You know, a lot of people don't understand one of the triggers, right, that veterans and military personnel see that we don't is how humans treat each other. We might be in our own little isolated neighborhood where Bob, our neighbor down the street, waves, but Jill, you know, just drives away without saying hi to the kids who are waving to her. That's not real life. What's happening out there is what people are seeing, like what happened with Hamas. I mean, these soldiers who had never seen. Why would somebody behead a baby? They're seeing just this gruesome brutality. Plus, we might see a lot of movies. We might play, you know, GTA and Call of Duty, and you know, people are shooting at us in a video game. I mean, I play Pac-Man, so you had those little monster thingies coming after you while you're Ms. Pac-Man or regular Pac-Man. But I can't even fathom what it would be like to be in a situation where somebody is pointing a gun at you and wanting to kill you. No wonder. I'm surprised it's not even more. Veterans and military personnel have you more PTSD. You could say, oh, I'm ready for the fight. A lot of us can't even comprehend. And when it happens to you and you realize how quick, without warning, and how just somebody could turn a corner who doesn't even know you, wants to end your life and your ability to have kids and grandkids and love your partner and be there for your parents, it freaks you out. Now, veteran suicide is on the rise. Some data showed it was on a decline, but it's still 52.3% higher than the non-veteran population. I attribute that to a variety of things. One could be the depression, the anxiety, the traumatic brain injuries, the other injuries, the disabilities they may have, the lack of support. I mean, you used to leave the military and people would honor you and give you jobs. And many veterans are on the street and nobody cares about them. We care more about what's happening over the border than what's happening to our own homeless populations. Another big thing is pain. All right? When somebody's in pain, they may find no other recourse than suicide. Now, somebody can say, oh, well, they're depressed, they're anxious. Why are you depressed and anxious? Because they're in constant pain. And what have we been doing when it comes to pain? Oh, these doctors are writing too many narcotics. We need to sue the doctors. We need to sue the opioid companies. And we need to sue the pharmacies. Well, so what's happening? So the average provider is like, sorry, I don't do pain medicine. Sorry, I can't write pain medications. We have telemedicine platforms. We can't do narcotics. And I get there's individuals that abuse them. But we have people in pain. And when patients call saying, I don't know what to do, doc, I can't live like this. This person is about to commit suicide. And I can't blame them. They're in pain. And when they go to an ER, the ER is like, I'm sorry. And the reason why the ER says that is because these ER doctors are being threatened that they'll lose their license. At one point, we were threatened to lose our license, be criminally charged and sued if we didn't manage people's pain. It was considered cruel, barbaric. Now it's the opposite. Why do you think opioid deaths have gone up since all the restrictions on doctors that started in 2016 and prior? It's because people are going to the streets to get their medications and their drugs. And then as a result, again, more depression, anxiety, mental health issues. So if I had to sum it up, our veterans don't get the support they need. They're promised something, and you know, this is not a slam against our military. I love our military. But people think they're going into the military to do a job, and they don't get to do that job. They sign up for reasons, and no, the government uses you when they need you and where they need you to. You don't have a lot of choice. And when you start to realize what the real world is like, and you weren't prepared for it, and then you get hurt and you lose your friends, and you come out of it and there's not enough support, and you have a healthcare system like the VA system that doesn't have your back, yeah, there's going to be more mental health illness. We need to do a much better job. That's on us. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just want to quickly switch gears and talk about what's happening now in the Middle East. Fascinatingly, there has been a lot of support for Israel after the Hamas attack. We're seeing videos and hearing people's accounts of the carnage and what happened with the Hamas attack. And so there's a lot of support for Israel, and many Americans actually support aid going to Israel for Israel to do what they need to do to rebuild and to get the hostages out, including Americans. And when, you know, people are confused because they're seeing all these protests, and there was a horrible, horrible one where Jews had to lock and barricade themselves into a library at a school in New York. The anti-Semitism is getting ridiculous. And as I've said, you could be in support of a Palestinian homeland and Palestinians, but you could also be against Hamas and what they did with the attack and what they continue to do, putting Palestinians at risk at the same time. But unfortunately, it's not looked at that as it's not that cut and dry, and it's fueling, as well as propaganda and rumors that Israel bombed a hospital, it's fueling more and more hatred towards Israel. But we're being told that overall, there is a lot of support that Americans have for Israel. And I think multiple reasons are included in that. One is Israel is the helicopter pad for America in the Middle East. America gets their intelligence there, gets pretty much free roam in most of the area. They have easy access, and they have a huge ally on the very, very small piece of land that is surrounded by multiple countries that aren't as friendly to America. But second, America has been attacked. We've actually had about 24 servicemen and women hurt since this started. We're not including the Americans who were taken by Hamas, but U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria have been attacked. One report said 24. CNN is reporting 21, but we heard the numbers up to 24. And Pentagon spokesperson, Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, said all members have been able to return to duty. These were attacks caused by drones on al-Assad air base in Iraq and al-Tanf garrison in Syria. Now, all the personnel are still being monitored for side effects. They're watching for injuries. But, you know, America has been attacked. And General Ryder said Tuesday that U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 10 separate times in Iraq, 3 separate times in Syria since October 17th. These were drones, rockets, and so U.S. officials have attributed these attacks to Iranian proxy groups operating in the region and have warned of a potential of significant escalation by these groups in the near term. So this is being reported by NBC as well as CNN. And so, you know, people ask, what should we be doing? You know, seeing what has happened with Ukraine, and, you know, I supported helping Ukraine, but I had also predicted that this could be a very, very, very long war, and we might want to consider a different way to kind of stop Putin, such that this could drag on and on and on. With Israel, there is just no doubt that Hamas has to go, and Hamas will continue to act. But this isn't just Israel-Hamas war. America's been attacked. Hamas declared war on America when they took Americans. You take an American hostage, that's an act of war, as far as I'm concerned. And they took multiple Americans. And then they killed Americans. You're killing Americans who are tourists? Are you out of your flipping mind? Hamas already declared war on the U.S. I'm not saying U.S. has to do boots to the ground. But when people say, oh, let's just let Israel and Hamas deal with it, we have our own over there. And now we're getting more and more reports that Americans, as well as our service people, are being attacked in these other countries. So when people say we don't want America involved, we don't want America involved, we're already involved because we're attacked. Now, America could choose to say, Israel, get our people out. Protect our military. They could choose to do that. But make no mistake, America's in this as well. Now, I agree with funding. At this point, I don't think Israeli or American troops need to get involved. If the IDF says we got this, we can get the hostages out. And remember, there's these labyrinths of tunnels that the hostages might be hiding in. And the terrorists are hiding in. And so these tunnels need ventilation, air, water. And so one of the first moves Israel did is, rather than just bombard the whole area with multiple missiles, they're trying to cut off that power, so they have to leave the tunnels and they have to come up. It's very tricky. It's very scary because we have humans, innocent people, that are, one, hostages, and two, innocent people living in Gaza. And it is a very, very challenging task for the Israeli Defense Forces. We know that Biden had posted a picture of SEAL team and commandos that were going to help, and that was a cluster and a half. But we know that there are Americans that are working with Israel. Do we need boots on the ground yet? No. But we do need to beef up. People are getting so mad, like, why are we sending Americans to the Middle East? Because America's being attacked. If you want to completely forget about the carnage that Hamas did to Israel, you should at least flip and remember that they killed Americans. They have American citizens there and as hostages, and American and U.S. bases are being attacked. So we need to beef up our presence, not only for Israel, but for America. And so it's a very, very frightening situation, because this could easily pull us into World War III. This could easily pull us into a very, very long conflict. And we know that we have enemies. We know Iran does not like America. Right? And we know there's factions in Iraq and Syria that hate us as Americans. And so our support for Israel is independent of that. They've hated America for other reasons. And for them to attack American bases, are they that stupid? Now, is it that they think, well, nobody's going to attack back? Because Israel and America has to be very, very careful with the PR message that they could spew missiles and drones at Americans and Israelis, and nothing's going to happen. So there's no doubt that Israel has the need to stop terrorists and stop people attacking their country. How we do this, getting the hostages out safely and protecting innocent civilians on both sides of Gaza, is going to be a miracle. And you know, Israel has one of the best defense forces in the world. But this is something that only movies are made of, to be able to get all the hostages out. And the funny thing is no matter what they do, they're still going to be hated. All people do is hate. And if Israel is able to get hostages out and is able to continue to protect Israel while fighting on multiple fronts, you're still going to see American congressmen and these protests and all this anti-Israel sentiment. And it's now it's trickling to college students and American citizens who are feeling the anti-Semitism. So I do support Israel. I support America's support of Israel. I want to get American and Israeli hostages back, and I want our Americans who are being attacked in these other countries to be protected as well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.